The two dry cleaning businesses in Macomb will close at the end of this month, leaving a gap in service. Apollo's and Sweeney's Dry Cleaning and Coin Laundry have a lot in common. Both are run by second-generation owners. Both operate as drop-off sites, sending the garments to Quincy to be cleaned. And both have received offers from other business owners wanting to move into their locations. But their similarly timed closures appear to just be a coincidence. Bill Butcher is the owner of Apollo Dry Cleaners on West Jackson Street. Butcher tried to retire a few years ago.
In 2009, when I first got out of the business, I was noticing a substantial, I would say, drop-off in the business itself, simply because professionals weren't wearing dry cleanable clothes anymore. They were going more casual.
He leased the space to other dry cleaners, but they failed. He reopened in 2013. Butcher says the store was profitable. Apollo's Coin Laundry will stay open, but the dry cleaning portion of the building is being leased to Collins Communication, a Verizon company. Mark Sweeney has also noticed a decline in the dry cleaning business. He's the owner of Sweeney's Dry Cleaning and Coin Laundry on North Lafayette Street and is selling the building. The buyer will keep the laundromat open, but has other plans for the dry cleaning space. Sweeney plans to look for a new job after closing up shop. Sweeney says both his store and Apollo's operate as drop-off locations because dry cleaning the clothes on site is expensive. And to do it, the business must meet strict EPA guidelines regarding the disposal of cleaning chemicals. Sweeney says he does not expect it will take long before a new satellite location opens in Macomb.
I'm pretty sure someone is going to come in with a drop store. So there might be a couple weeks that things will, you won't have something, but someone will come in and do it.
He says one dry cleaning business could do well in Macomb, but there's not enough demand to keep two or more afloat. Both of the businesses say Friday is the last day they'll accept clothing to be dry cleaned. Mayor Mike Inman says conversations are already in the works to bring at least one dry cleaning business to town. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.